Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A father looks with glowing admiration at his son. He stands there with his hands at his sides, just watching his beloved child play with his toys. A tear of joy wells up in his eye. It's one of those moments where he cannot help but feel a deep admiration and love come forth for his child. As observers of this moment, we can't directly experience the love this father has for his son. We can only observe the proof of it, and the father's admiration and gaze of love. It's not our love, it's their love. By itself, the divine relationship is very much like this. The Trinity is full of an infinite love within itself, each person for the other. And we get a taste of this in the text as the Father speaks admiringly about his beloved Son, his servant, and the work he will do on earth. We see a deep proof of the love that they have for each other, for he says, "Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights." The Father simply points to the Son and tells us about the relationship he has with this servant. He upholds him. He delights in him. He leads him by the hand. As we look on, we see a deep affection in what the Father says about the Son. As we come away from Christmas, it's worth taking a moment to consider this deep mystery that God is love. That there is a deep love between the three persons of the Trinity, an eternal love that cannot be described adequately and cannot be perceived truly by human eyes. It's seen most clearly in the baptism of Christ when the whole Trinity comes together for the inauguration of the servant's work. And the Father speaks, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Yes, as we look to this passage and to the Trinity, we see love. But what kind of love is it? Is it the sort of deep passion that we can never experience directly? Are we simply observers of a deep love that will never be our own? For if the Trinity's love is reserved only for itself, then we are as those who stand outside a bright window where a family feast is taking place inside of a house, where everyone is sitting together, enjoying one another's company and sharing fellowship. But we look on from the night and the darkness, while inside there is great joy and mutual affection. But no, it's not that sort of love. It's, well, we can look at the text. "I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice, and the earth and the coastlands wait for his law. To open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness." It's a love that draws us in, not a love that keeps us out. That is the nature of the divine love, that it works to draw all people in, all those who are outside of it, and bring all the good gifts that God longs to give to his people. Justice, for we lack it. Righteousness, for we are unrighteous people. Light, for we stand in darkness. Freedom, for we are naturally imprisoned by darkness and death. Love, for we are unloved. The love of God goes out and clings to all through the very work of the Trinity, working through the Son and the Spirit. That is the message of Christmas and Epiphany, and though we once stood outside of the divine love, God worked to bring us back by joining us to his love, forgiveness, and life, and bringing us into the new age of God's love pervading all things. This is the whole work of Jesus, that he loved us and he laid down his life for us. And then he gave us the adoption as children of God. We were made those who not only saw the love of God as those viewing it from the outside, but we directly received it by becoming partakers of this familial love of God. It's now our love, and we receive all the blessings that come with it. No longer are we outsiders, but we are partakers, just like that son with his father. My mind goes to the hymn by Thomas A. Kempis, "O Love, How Deep," where the first line goes, "O love, how deep, how broad, how high, beyond all thought and fantasy, that God, the Son of God, should take our mortal form for mortal sake." The deep mystery of the incarnation is an event of God's love becoming tangible to us. "Behold my servant, he lies in a trough, he smells of hay, he is utterly helpless. He came as though nothing, he came for love." The love of God, the very presence of God, came in the flesh and began a journey that was for us, to bring us that which we could not otherwise have. That is the deep message of Christmas. And may you all be partakers of that love as you go about a life marked by God's love and presence, because of the work of the love of the Father and his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.